Mrs. I. Clark, Reel 2.
The other girls, there was a good many Irish girls there at the time, and would I join the union? And I did, and they did, and we used to pay the money in, and then at that time, the union was at the back of the maypole in Broadgate, the Transport Workers Union. And of course, Alice was a big union woman in them days. She organised more or less the union among the women of Coventry. And it was her that put me right about the rate and that. And that's how I got the rate. And of course, Mrs. Wall, which I should say today, is Mrs. Annie Maton. She mated me on days and I done regular nights.
Can you remember what the rate was, what your wages were per week?
Well, unfortunately I can't, but I know it was about six times as much as I would have got in Belfast, and I didn't work quarterly as hard.
How did you spend your money?
I used to send my mother £1 a week, and my grandmother 5 shillings a week, because she was an old age pensioner. And the first time I went home, she wanted to know how it was, had such nice clothes and such a lot of money. I was sending her money and my mother money, and where did it come from? And of course, I always booked my work and my wages, and then I showed him my pay slips, because we used to always write a letter on a Thursday night in the middle of the night. Well, there were always a long traverse on the HN charts or guns. A traverse would maybe go for 3 or 4 nights, because the inside of the gun was just like glass, and there was like 2 shoulders inside. And as long as you watched the gauge, you could have a good run. So we had plenty of time, and I used to write the letter, and then when we got our wages on a Friday, I just to drop it in. And in them days was a post office on the Ordnance Road beside the factory. So we used to have to go across the yard to the stores. So you could drop, I used to drop the letter just in the ordnance where we were going over to the stores to send the money home every Saturday.
Did you ever manage to save anything for yourself?
Well, yes, I was always very careful, and of course I wasn't very long in Coventry when I met my husband. And I mean, any entertainment I had was only at weekends, because we had to start work at 5 o'clock. And it would be 8 o'clock in the morning before you were finished. And I never spent no money on myself, only, as I say, saving up. And they used to always give us a free pass going over home.
So you never had any time for entertainment?
Oh, yes. The seat was booked for me every weekend at the Hippodrome. He always booked. The same seats was always reserved in the Circle every week for the Hippodrome. And of course on a Monday, not having to start at 5 o'clock, we used to go to the matinee of the Empire in them days. It was only the Empire and the Opera House. And in them days, the Alexander Picture House was the principal one. It and the Empire was the 2 principal picture houses in them days.
Did you ever go dancing?
Yes, there was every facility in the Coventry Ordnance for you without going out at all. There was a nice hall, and there was a piano in it, and there was dancing and singing and parties. There was parties. There was every amusement in them. We had our bathroom, we had a room to ourselves, and we had a maid. And the maid used to make her beds, and we had the stand with the turret basin and jug there. And it was always left refilled, washed and refilled with water. And when you come in from work, you could go straight away in the ordnance and have a bath. There was every facility in the hostels. And our board then was 15 shillings a week. That included everything. And we used to have a shop at the corner of Red Lane, the name of Mrs. Alkington. She had a shop, and her boys used to come round with papers, books, minerals. And there was, we were all in different blocks. It went from A, B, C, D. And I was in D block.
Now, was this a hostel just for the girls at the Ordnance?
Just for the girls. But if you were going out to the Hippodrome or anywhere or wanted a late pass, you always had to ask permission, and you, it was granted. And you told your reason why you wanted the pass. And of course, if the Ordnance used to go to dances up at Waiting Pappies, and you'd ask for a late pass, and it's the same went from Waiting Pappies down to our place, the Ordnance.
Can you remember any of the dance bands, the names of them?
Well, there wasn't every dance band, there was always a pianist. But there was never any dance bands.
Now, the girls who lived in the hostels, they were the girls who would come from Ireland and Scotland. They were not the local girls.
Oh, no, they were from our, there was English girls too, and there was quite a lot of them professionals from the stage. Oh, yes, because there were two sisters, I can't just remember their name, and they'd been two actresses. Oh yes, there was a lot of English people too, and there was a lot of people as well. There was a woman they called Mrs. Norton, and she lived close by the Ordnance Factory. And there was another young woman, and they called her Miss Goulder, and she lived in Smith Street, that's beside the Ordnance Factory. And of course, she's dead too, but Mrs. Norton, she, I believe she had, I don't know whether he's still a footballer, but I believe he used to play for the City within later years. And the other one, one of the girls that I didn't know there was an actress, her other sister lived over Stokeith. But there was no houses over Stokeith then. There was only them few houses that was built for the Belgians.
Oh, you worked with Belgian girls?
Well, no, there was no Belgian girls we knew of, but there was some Belgian men, but they may have been working in different departments, because, you see, it was a big factory. But we had no Belgian girls in our section, but there were Scotch girls and Irish girls. And we had a marvellous canteen, and they used to supply us, there was no canteen in the works though, but they had a sort of a kitchen and a woman in it, and they used to give us a few potatoes to be cooked in a trap, and they'd give us a milk pudding or something, and maybe it would be a large cup where a handle broke off it, but the pudding was in it, to take to work for it.
So the canteen, the quality and the cost of the food was...
But the canteen belonging to the hostels was a marvellous canteen. And our meals was there dead on time, every time, morning or night, was there.
Would you have preferred to have stayed in the hostels or in lodgings?
Well, I never went to lodgings. I always stayed in the hostels because, I mean, when you come off work, went to bed, I mean, you had to be up and if you want to do a bit of shopping. And I used to do my shopping on a Monday morning. And as I say, we used to go to the pictures in the afternoon to get back in time. Well, our tea was always ready for us in the hostel. There was every accommodation. And there was a washhouse you could do your own washing in. There was a laundry you could do your own ironing in. So that we used to do our own washing and our own iron. There was every convenience in the hostels.
Were there opportunities for you, for example, to study?
No.
No.
No. Just to learn dancing or anything of that, you know, anything for amusement.
Now, who were your companions when you went out to the theatre or dancing?
Well, when I went to the theatre, it was with my husband. I'm going to tell you that there was a couple more boys when I fell out. There was Billy Wilson and I'd fell out with him once, and I went out with Billy Wilson a few times, and he was called up in the forces, and my husband was called up too, but he was a one-day army man. He only done one day, and the standard cleaned him out, because he was working in Cashies when it was the corner standard when it was the corner Cashies Lane.
How did you get to work? Was the hostel right beside
you? Oh, house? Yes, you could come over on the pump. There was over across the canal. Or you could have come just down Red Lane. You see, it was in Swan Lane. There was no houses. There was nothing in Swan Lane, only hedges at that time. And there was no houses over the common. That was a tip.
Can you remember if the Ordnance Works had any clubs or societies?
Well, occasionally they would have an entertainment in the Coventry Cross, a sing-song and dancing and that. But I can't just remember now what that would be for. I think it was always a benefit concert for something. But it used to be in a big concert room at the back of the Coventry Cross. And of course there was a lot of the men and the fellas and that, and they were all very good singers.
You didn't join any debating societies or dig for victory societies, this kind of thing?
There was nothing of that. There was no time for that.
Now, what about the war in general? Did you pay any interest in events in France?
Not in the First War, but in the, because I was too young to be interested in it. So I was only interested in my job, which I was very fond of. And which I am to this day. I mean, but I'm too old now, and I was redundant, but I've always been very interested in that work.
You didn't have any decided opinions about Germans in general during the First World War?
No. The only thing was that in Belfast, Churchill came around, and of course he was recruiting. And we lived by Victoria Barracks. And I remember my grandmother saying, I never thought I'd live to hear the day that that would be played in Victoria Barracks. Let down remember the days of old when our faithful sons betrayed her. And my stepfather joined the army, the Irish Fusiliers.